What's going on, folks? Today, we're going to talk about the best three fund portfolio using Vanguard's ETFs. And honestly, if you want to go with one or two of these ETFs, you can definitely do that. Of course, the price of these ETFs will go up and down. So what we'll be looking at today will obviously be different than what you see in the future. Let's begin. So first up is none other than Vanguard's US Total Market ETF. This would be VTI. And I'm actually going to be adding an alternate ETF to the first option that makes up your three fund portfolio. If you want that, you can go with VOO, Vanguard's S&P 500 ETF. Now, VTI is currently trading around $248 per share and has a year-to-date return of about 4.72%. Depending when you see this, it could be more or it could be less. VTI is a favorite of mine because it does give you exposure to just about every single US publicly traded company. Both VTI and VOO are market cap weighted, which means performance will be skewed by the larger companies. VTI currently has a little over 3,700 stocks. Performance is pretty good with a 10-year average annual rate of return of 11.91%. And since inception May 24th, 2001, this ETF has returned an average annual rate of return of 8.3%. If you invested $100,000 in this ETF back in 2001, you would have about $670,000 in 2024 right now. Like I said, VTI is a favorite of mine. Another reason why is because you get diversification in just one fund across different sectors and industries. I'm talking about energy, financials, technology, telecommunications, just to name a few. Also, the fees to own this are very small. The expense ratio for this ETF is 0.03%. So $1,000 invested into this ETF would only come with a 30-cent fee. That is pretty awesome if you ask me for the DIY investor like me and you. It's the only ETF that I am buying right now in my Roth IRA. If you're interested in the equivalent index fund at Vanguard, VTSAX is what you would want to buy. The index fund is actually the majority of what I hold in my Roth IRA, HSA, and taxable account. My 401k at my workplace is actually with Fidelity, and I just basically own FSKAX, which is the US total market equivalent of VTSAX and VTI. Now let's look at VTI's cousin, VOO, Vanguard's S&P 500 ETF. You're basically getting what the fund says, the largest 500 companies in the US stock market. And if you want, you can replace VTI with VOO if that's what you prefer to have. VOO is currently trading around $459 a share, so it's a little bit more pricey than VTI and has a year-to-date return of about 5.14%. The 10-year average annual rate of return of VOO is actually a little bit higher at 12.57%. Since you're only investing in the 500 or so largest companies in the US, you do miss out on mid-cap and small-cap sized companies. If I personally had to choose over the last 13, 14 years of my investing experience, I would still stick with VTI just because I like the idea of having exposure to the entire market rather than just the 500 largest companies, but I can see why some others would rather go with VOO and mainly concentrate on large cap index companies. So let us know in the comment section below, are you going with VTI or VOO? The next portion of this three fund ETF portfolio I want to share with you is Vanguard's international market ETF that will give you exposure to international stocks, and that is VXUS. VXUS is currently trading at $58 a share and has a year-to-date return of 0.14%. A little bit low, but because this ETF is investing in companies outside the US, I think it's still important to have some international exposure. The 10-year performance of VXUS is 4.43%, and this fund has approximately 8,500 stocks. Now, between this fund and VTI, you're actually owning a piece of over 12,000 companies around the world. The expense ratio for VXUS is currently 0.07%, so $1,000 invested in this ETF and you'll have a 70 cent fee. So like I mentioned, even though the 10-year performance for this international market fund is lower than VTI, that's not to say that this will continue for the next 10 years or 20 years. You just never know. What we do know is that this ETF brings a little bit of diversification into an investment portfolio for anyone looking to have a two or three fund investment strategy. Now, one thing you could do, and I want to mention this, is say forget VTI, VO, and VXUS. And why do I say that? Because you can go for an ETF that actually covers the entire world, and this would be VT, Vanguard's Total World Stock ETF. VT is currently trading around $106 a share and has a year-to-date return of about 3%. The 10-year performance of VT is not bad at 8.54%. This fund has approximately 9,800 stocks that it invests in. The expense ratio for VT, like VXUS, is currently 0.07%. So for $1,000 invested in this ETF, you will have a 70-cent fee. Now with VT, you still lean toward the U.S. markets, with 61.7% of the fund investing in the United States. And the next largest country would be Japan at 6.3%. Personally, I would just keep VTI and VXUS and just track the performance of the US-based ETF and the rest of the world separately. But for anyone who would rather have the biggest companies around the world in one fund, then VT would be something to look into. Now let's take a look at a fund that has become really popular over the years, at least one to me, and that is VBR, Vanguard Small Cap Value ETF. VBR is currently trading around $180 a share with 856 stocks that it invests. And what you should know is that this fund, like other small cap value index funds and ETFs, targets small capitalization value stocks, the smaller U.S. companies that have a little more upside than, say, your typical S&P 500 company. So there is more risk, but all that means is that the volatility of this ETF will be a little bit more compared to VOO or VTI. The 10-year average annual rate of return of VBR is actually lower than VTI and VOO at 8.53%. So it's not that bad, but it could definitely be paired with VTI or VO to give you a little more exposure to the companies you see on the screen. The expense ratio for VBR is 0.07%. Now, I will say that this third fund can be replaced with a bond ETF depending on your situation. Maybe you're in your retirement years and you're looking for a little more stability, then a decent bond ETF from Vanguard for this scenario would be VTEB, VTEB, that I'm calling it, Vanguard's tax-exempt bond ETF, currently trading around $50 a share with a year-to-date performance of about -0.48%. Now, you're probably asking, why is Matt putting an ETF with a negative performance in this list? So if you're someone looking for federal tax exempt income and can stomach, you know, some level of price and income fluctuations, then this could be a fund for you, because you are getting some income, because the yields on bond index funds are going to be much higher than your typical, you know, stock-based, equity-based ETF or index fund. I think bond funds have their place because they typically help smooth out the more volatile ups and downs you would experience with the other two portions of this three fund portfolio. So if you're wondering, I think a three fund portfolio is definitely a king within its own right in the investing world. But for someone still early in their investing career like me, I'm sticking with equity based ETFs and index funds. No bond funds for me at the moment. And honestly, I think I can get by with a US total market ETF or index fund and an international stock market ETF or index fund, because I do like that exposure to the more volatile investments and being able to get exposed to over 12,000 different stocks around the world is just really cool to me. Now, something really interesting I want to share. For those of you ready to escape the rat race, you'll want to learn about the 7 pillars of financial independence. The video on the screen will help you learn about those pillars. Click on it, and I'll see you over there. Peace.